Five Ways God's Christmas Gift Keeps on Giving by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Growing up, the first scripture verse I remember memorizing is John 3:16. I loved hearing it and repeating it to myself and all who would listen to me recite it. It not only tells of the very first Christmas present ever given, the gift of Jesus, but also assures me of God's love, where Jesus came from, and God's purpose in sending him. Considering God's priceless present to the world, the holiday season is an opportune time to share with family, friends, and those around us five ways God's Christmas gift keeps on giving. First, the gift of love. Love does not exist outside of God. He is the only source of love because God is love. 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:19 states how God first loved each one of us. Before any of us were able to choose to love him, he loved us. John 3:16 assures us that in the history of the world, not one person ever has been unloved by God. Second, the gift of purity. Titus 3:4 and 5 describes how the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared for the washing away of sin. As 1 John 4:10 states, he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. No matter what sin has been committed, God is willing to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Through God's Christmas gift, sin is washed away. Third, the gift of salvation. Matthew 1:21 tells the story of an angel coming to Joseph stating, Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Salvation is good and pleases God, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4. As Romans 10:13 asserts, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Fourth, the gift of living in love. God's gift enables us to love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9 states through God's example of loving us, we are taught how to love each other. God urges us in his word to be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another about yourselves, Romans 12:10. We can know and rely on the love God has for us, and when we live in love, we are living in God and God in us, 1 John 4:16. Fifth, the gift of life. God's gift brings new life, causing old things to pass away, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Colossians 1:27 tells us of the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ living within us. God's gift of life comes with eternal benefits as promised in 1 John 2:25, and this is what he promised us, eternal life. His glorious Christmas gift to the world has eternal benefits to all who receive Jesus, as written in 1 John 5:11. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.